Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone, are you ready to party? Because we're going to party today on Belmont Buzz. That's right. Today's show, we are celebrating the 90th birthday of longtime Belmont resident Verna Napoli, and we're actually taping in front of a live audience. All her friends who are here at the Free Point Hotel in Cambridge celebrating her 90th birthday. So come on in and join the fun. A Verna Napoli's 90th birthday celebration. I can't believe she's 90. And I can honestly say I aspire to be just like her when I'm 90, if I make it that far. I want to know, today we're going to find out what her secret is to just looking this good and what is her potion? That's what I want to know. Verna, happy birthday.
Thank you, Joanne.
I'm so impressed with all the stuff that you have here.
This is stuff
from your life, right?
Yeah, it's easy.
Clippings, newspaper clippings, photo albums, photos. But before we get into all of that and what's happening here, I want to talk about you, Verna. I know you were born and raised in Belmont. Did you grow up in Belmont?
All our family grew up on Walnut Street. I mean, I'm the firstborn. My parents are... my grandparents are Grandma Von Filio and grandparents Napoli, okay?
So how many generations of Napolis grew up in Belmont?
I'm the firstborn.
You're the firstborn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so we own three businesses, Napoli's Market, and which is on Walnut Street and Trapella Road, and we have that house on Trapella Road, and Grandpa Napoli's is across the street, and he had a garden that went down by the VFW.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
Where the new $2 million homes have been built.
Oh.
And then the pictures are up in that bulletin board there. And then my mother was born at number 40. So you go from the yellow house, which is number 7, then to three houses more is 25 Walnut Street. And then, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So your father had Napoli's Market.
No, my Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie had... 7 kids, and Charles Napoli is always being the word I want. Like, they have Charles Napoli breakfast at Brandeis, but Charlie died, but he went to Brandeis and he did something that made them give. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Now, none of these businesses are around anymore, but there was
No. And my house, and my father had Belmont Electrical Pines down in the Waverly Square parking lot. That building was torn down.
What's there
and
now?
The parking lot.
Oh, the parking
lot. Yeah. And then down across the street is the Physical Fitness Center of Belmont, which is mine, and King. What's his first name? Arthur King? He owned that building that they tore down.
So you had your own business?
Yes.
For how many
1966
years?
1966 to 1976. And then...
Can you tell everybody what your business was, Verna?
Yes, Physical Fitness Center of Belmont. And my ex-husband, we started it. Yeah, he put all the things in there, the sauna, the dressing room. He fixed the whole thing, you know.
So are you into fitness? Because I can kind of gather that you might be.
I gave 25 classes a week.
Tell me, did you graduated Belmont High?
Belmont High. My ex-husband teacher. 1948, the best year that our classmates, and we had a lot of reunions every year, and I did the last three. 55th,
I think. Wow.
Yeah, I was in charge of that. And so my...
How did you meet your husband?
My ex, I was in the convent right there. So there's pictures of that. That started when I was 18, and I went to Rosary Academy. It was the first year the Dominicans... It was the first year the Dominicans had Rosary Academy.
Show me where you are.
Instead of the dark one. Instead of... I'll tell you a story about being dark. What happened is this was the first year the Dominicans had it outside of St. Catherine's in Kentucky, where the Mother House is.
Yeah.
And we were at Rosary Academy for 6 months.
So
then we went down to Kentucky.
Were you going to become a nun?
Yeah. These are local in here. You know, there's Watertown people.
You didn't end up becoming a nun.
No, I didn't. I stayed in 2 years. I have the pictures.
I think that might be an interesting story. What made you decide not to become a nun?
I don't remember, honey.
Let's talk about your children. You have three children.
That's it. And Judith Ann, John Paul, and Joseph. They're 63, 64, 60. No, they're 64, 65, and 66.
Okay. Yeah. So you have three children. How many grandchildren do you have?
Two. Michelle is here. Rachel isn't.
Okay.
They're 48 and 47. And then I have two great-grandchildren. Rachel has two boys that live in Templeton.
And you still live in Belmont, right?
And I live in housing and garden. Sherman Gardens. And I've been there 20 years, and Boris wrote a referral letter to Belmont Housing when I was applying, and a beautiful letter, and I found it recently the other day, and I couldn't believe it, because you forget so much.
Yeah.
And he,
sure.
he lives in Las Vegas now, but he had a business right below the theater. That's how we met. I was roller skating down to Wayman Square that day, I think, and I said,
I can picture you roller skating.
I skated all the way to Harvard Square.
Weren't you also a lifeguard for a while?
Yes.
And
I have that book. I like Dick Finnick, and he wrote a book. But he married somebody. I wasn't going with him, but we.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah,
you have so many stories to tell. And
yeah, too many.
We don't have enough time.
Everybody
to talk
says.
About all
everybody
of them.
Says a word, and then I say that's another story.
What rules do you live by? What are you?
Oh,
rules?
God is my. Rules? God, Jesus was my, talk to him constantly.
And so you have very strong faith?
Yeah, very strong.
What do you enjoy doing most?
Well, right now I'm always alone, but I read a lot about memoirs, and I wish someone would help me with my writing my memoirs, but
maybe
so I wouldn't
help
have that.
I love writing.
That's right. You write beautifully. You
have, so you, everyone,
they're not here.
This is Joseph. Joseph, where are you in the line of three kids? Are you
I'm
the oldest?
At the bottom.
So you're the youngest of the
I'm
three
the
kids.
Baby.
You're the baby, and you're the only baby that was able to make it to your mom's party
Can
today.
Can you believe that?
But I asked your mom what she's most proud of.
Yeah.
What accomplishment she's most proud of in her life.
That I can still drive.
She can still drive.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Huh?
You can still
I drive everybody,
that's
even
so
when
great.
He's in the car.
No, you can walk, talk, run, bicycle.
I bike.
At 90.
Yeah, I can bike.
I mean,
I have a bike.
All those things. There's a lot of people that can't even do that.
Right. So what brought you here today?
My brother lives here. I wanted to visit my nieces for the longest time, and when I found out it was her birthday, I kind of timed it so I'll be here. She's incredible. I mean, I know she's like, she can talk forever and never repeat herself. She's got so many stories from so many different eras, from so many different people, so many characters, and it's just, it's incredible. Incredible.
He's been
I love
so
her to death. She's
to
like,
me.
She's the mom that I don't have anymore, so it's like.
That's what.
And so I love her. My brother too, both of us.
Yes.
We're crazy about her. So
that's
we're happy to be here. We're happy to celebrate her birthday with her.
As a person, she's wonderful. She's like the Energizer Bunny. She does not slow down. She's like my best friend. She's a great mother, a mother to me. I lost my mother 4 years ago. So she's always been there for me. I've been with her since I was 14, so it's like when her son and I divorced, mm-hmm. the family didn't divorce me.
partner to help you when the baby was young?
Oh, my God. Both of them, both my kids, she would be there all the time, you know. I lived in the house with her, and she would just take them out and do what, you know, just... We'd all go out as a family. I mean, because I wasn't driving. We'd go to Revere Beach as a family and Joseph, and we'd just, you know. But, no, she was always there. What if I needed a ride somewhere, she would take us or take me or whatever. To this day, she's still doing it. Because of COVID, we weren't able to walk, to go to Revere Beach last year. So we're looking forward to going again this year. But she does the driving because I won't drive anymore. I don't want to drive.
I want to talk about this. She's 90 years old and she's still driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yep. I mean, she'll drive me into...
How do you think she is the way she is at 90 years old? What do you think her secret is?
The longevity in the family. I think she lost her aunt when she was 106 or 105.
But there must be something they're doing differently.
She's healthy.
Does she exercise regularly?
All the time.
Yeah,
all
she
the
looks
time.
Like she does.
Yeah, she used to have her health club in Belmont.
I know, that's so great.
And but she's always, you know, she's always been athletic. She rides her bicycle all through Belmont.
She does.
Yeah, she has a red bike with a basket and everything. So for one of her birthday presents I gave her this year, I saw a bicycle. It was red. It's a planter. So I put two plants in it, and it happened to be that the bicycle I got her was red. You know, I didn't realize.
Is she still riding that bike?
She's still riding that bike.
Still riding that bike.
Yes. So she's
amazing.
She's an icon. You know, I have people that say to me, I remember her. She used to roller skate. I said, yeah, all over Belmont, you know. She was a guardian angel. Did she tell you that?
No.
Yes. She used to ride the subways.
What do you mean? Like, what is a guardian angel?
To protect people that were on the subways or whatever. She'd be in a uniform or whatever. You can ask her. She'll tell you all about it, because I can't remember exactly. All I know, I think she had to do a training course or whatever to become a guardian angel. So,
but she's still working too.
Yes, God bless her. I mean, like I said, you know, she goes, I'm not going to have a funeral. I'm not going to have a party. And she goes, this is my party right now. I said, you know what? You're not going anywhere for a long time. I said, only the good die young. And you got so much badness in you. You know, you're going to be around forever. Like, her grandfather passed away. I think he was 100. He was never sick a day in his life. And he had a glass of vino every night.
Maybe that's the secret.
Probably is. I think she has she must be doing it, having the vino.
My grandmother, she has a lot of energy. She can talk to anybody in the world, make conversation with any person. She's very outgoing. My grandmother's, she's done a lot for me growing up. My grandmother took care of me a lot. She's an amazing woman.
Would you say you hope to be like her when you're 90?
I don't think I'm gonna make it to 90.
Do you want me to have her come around the other side?
Where are you at the book? I'll set up 100.
Joseph, you say out loud.
Could I just,
you know what?
Could I sneak by you?
Yeah, you gotta stop talking. You
gotta sleep after.
Ready?
Sorry,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bernard. Happy birthday to you.
Are you smoking? Slow them down.
We often have the house burn us down. I give it to you. That's it. Some help for us, please.
Verna, I think you're amazing. I'm so so glad I could be part of your 90th birthday celebration. Thank you for being a guest on Belmont Buzz.
Thank you for doing this.
I hope we can be friends for a long time.
We will. Thank you.
Just gonna run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.